and I am so happy. I mean, I got an email this morning that blew me away. And Luana, who is just quite an amazing woman, has been putting on this special event that's happening on Sundays. You might have seen the article in the paper the other day. And it's happening at the Kahului Shopping Center. And she's very into food. And so she gets all the food trucks out there. And it's been really great for having local craftspeople and music and food. But I got an email this morning that just blew me away. I don't know how she got this, but the champs are coming. That's right. The Little League World Series champions are coming this Sunday at 1:30 at the Kahului Shopping Center. And you can go down and meet the team, take pictures, and you can even hear the coach, Gerald Oda, speak at 2:30. This is, you know, these people all around the country, everyone fell in love with these ambassadors of Aloha. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy to have joining me in the studio here now, a special guest. And please forgive me, but I didn't get your full name in advance.
Well, aloha. My name is Kaui Kahayali'i.
Oh, nice to
meet
you.
I am one of the co-founders with Luana Mahi with the event that is happening in the Maui Sunday Market.
Wow, how marvelous is that?
Well, you it is awesome.
We'll play musical chairs and put you over here now so I can look you in the face without having turned sideways. But I when I first talked to Lana about this, she said, well, you know what? There's all these Friday events and they're all great, but there's really nothing in Kahului. And she said, I think it'd be great to be able to have a special event there. And it's good for local people. And there is the boat that comes in the harbor there, right? And so mm-hmm, the boat mm-hmm. We call them the boat people. I'm joking, but I see them walking down.
Our visitors, right? Our visitors
are there, and they might get a way of experiencing what it's like for local entertainment, local food, and local things right there for them. Because a lot of times they don't have a lot of stuff to do.
Sure, I think just the creation of this whole market and its theme, you know, for the Kahului area to help stimulate and kind of revitalize Kahului, because there's really nothing happening within that area. But when we started building upon this this notion of creating something out there, you know, the ship was one of the big ones that stood out there, that, hey, there's nothing really for our visitors that when they come off the boat for them to do. You know, you'll see them walking around in Kahului to Kahumanu.
And I sometimes it's so hot mall. And I feel
it
so
is,
sorry for them. They're walking there and it's like, oh my God. And not only that, you know, they're not getting a real feeling of what Maui's about, right?
Exactly. So this is our chance to engage with our visitors that come off the ship. So Maui is one of the first port of call. So in other words, when the ships come around the islands, we are the first ones to share that aloha, that genuine aloha spirit with our visitors that come to Maui. So what an opportunity for us as community based people out there that we to show that genuine aloha that we have, and to kind of, you know, they say to break bread, I say to share poi.
Mm.
You know, with our mm-hmm. visitors, to really have our community now to come and engage with them and talk story, you know, have a good meal from some of our lunch trucks over there, and sit down and enjoy some awesome entertainment. Yeah.
Well, I know Luana was thinking that originally when she started it, but it's pretty interesting how it's taken up and been really popular with the local people as well, right?
Sure. In fact, our last Sunday, it was funny because we had...
Was that Fair Sunday or the Sunday before?
Well, Fair Sunday, we have not missed a beat at all.
I know.
So the only time we've actually missed a day was...
The storm.
During the storm, going through the hurricane, you know. So when the fair happened, we kind of put our heads together and said, you know what, we're just going to go all out. Just let it roll and see what happens, right? And I mean, the community came out.
Wow.
Community came out. Even last Sunday, it probably was one of our slower dates, but we have a gal, Missy Aguilar, who sings on the ship already. So we kind of asked, how many of you in the audience or out here in our event area is from the ship? And there wasn't a hand in the house. So 90%, 100% of all guests at that event this past was our community. Uh-huh. That is awesome. Awesome.
It is awesome.
Awesome to have 100% of your community behind you. So you know you're doing something good. You're doing something right, you know, because everybody's just taking it in and saying, hey, you know what? we're going to adjust our calendars to your schedule. Yeah, so now we got something to do on Sunday.
Well, you know? I have, when I got this email, I have to say I was blown away. How in the world did you get the Little League World Series champions to be able to come out here on Sunday at 1:30?
Well, you know, that story is actually a collaboration with other individuals within the community. Alice Lee, 4-1, Dwight Burns from the unions, the operators unions, actually called me into a meeting one day and said, hey, you know what, we have this opportunity to bring some of the kids from the World Series over to Maui.
Wow.
I'm like, wow.
Oh, wow. What? That's big.
The world champions here on Maui. And I shared with them, I said, you know, we've got some kids who actually went to the World Series in the past and actually won in their different brackets, you know. Mm-hmm. I, for myself, have my grandson who's participated in 3 of them.
Wow.
But to have the kids here when we were going through the storm in Hawaii, you know, when everybody was going through that whole bit, them being that positive beacon or that light out there that, you know, hey, we're doing this for you, and which Coach Ora out there just, you know, really, really bringing that aloha, the genuine spirit, all the way to Pennsylvania, and then we receiving it back home was just awesome.
And they had a parade there in Pennsylvania.
Oh my God, these kids are like superstars back home. You know,
what
I mean? Their schools, their the mayor, the governor. I mean, they threw out the red carpet for these kids.
And,
you know, they deserve everything that's coming to them.
The thrill and the innocence and the excitement they showed when you could see them on TV, national TV, and I went, wow, how cool is it that these kids captured the whole country's attention and gave so much pride to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And when they came back, you know, they were welcome again.
Oh, open arms, lays and everything.
Yeah.
You know.
And for them, think of the once-in-a-lifetime experience they had. They will never, ever forget that experience they had.
True,
you know, and they'll be able to get copies of that video when they were in the parade and then winning and show their kids later about it.
Yeah.
And so the impression and I think the responsibility that they also carried, again, you know, any person in sports who's a celebrity has a responsibility. And I think the fact that they got to that point, as young people, they've sensed that responsibility of behaving in a way that is representative of the aloha spirit, right?
Yes. And I think Coach Ora actually really hit it home with the kids when he shared with them about, you know, that aloha spirit, that's home, that the world is watching you at this time. I mean, we're a little speck in a big Pacific Ocean, but look how wide our reach was.
Yeah.
Look how wide the reach of these kids were. It was just awesome to watch that whole thing unfold and to actually be in the limelight with them coming in this Sunday to our event. It's huge.
I mean, you gotta have been so thrilled to find that. So they're gonna come over there, and I just have to say, folks, if you probably are familiar with what's been happening there on Sundays, usually it's later. So we really want to drive home the point that with this particular time, this one time it's 1:30 to 3:30. Usually you start at about 4.
Correct.
But it's 1:30 to 3:30, and we don't want you to come late because you'll miss the whole thing because it's going to be pow by 3:30, right?
Well, the kids are here just for a few hours. Mm-hmm. Of course, the next day it's a school day, so everybody wants to get back home to Oahu. So for them to actually take their time out, even for the short time they'll have on the islands, we are really, really, I mean, grateful for them to even, you know, to come here. It's going to be awesome. It's an early event, so all vendors will be there about 11 o'clock.
They're
going to be setting up for and preparing for the day. So 1:30.
And it will continue after the
event. It will continue till about 8 p.m. that evening. Yeah.
So, and this is another great thing. There will be a speech by the coach, and there's going to be a lot of people interested in hearing Coach Gerald Ora speak at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
And that was smart to be able to include that with what you're doing, you know, getting the mic and the PA set up where he could give a talk. Because I think a lot of people really want to hear his story and how he was motivated and inspiring these young kids enough to get that world champion. Because that's a really, really hard thing to get, right?
Yes, it is. You know, I watched the whole segment unfold, the World Series, and to see him stay true to that that aloha spirit, that genuine spirit from home that I don't think you can get around the world unless you've really spent some time here in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And to really bring it home for the kids, to say, hey, this is what we're all about. And it's our time now to shine and spread that genuine aloha to the world.
And and you know what? They get it. I mean, they obviously got it. And I think that
very humble.
I'm very, very curious about if that was one of the motivating forces in them wanting to win as well, knowing that they're doing it for the state of Hawaii, right?
I think so. I think that pride carried a long way, you know, over the Pacific, yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because that's tough. I mean, and for them to get that, you know, and it kind of stopped everything else. There was a lot of heavy things that happened in September, you know. We had the two storms, actually it was one of the first times that tourism was down 4%, you know, because people weren't coming because they heard about the storms, not knowing. And then, of course, there'd been the volcano. And so there were a lot of things going on.
This was
a very, I don't know, this was like a feather.
Sure.
Feather lay.
Yeah, right,
feather
right,
lay in
right.
the gap, right? And each of these kids, I'll be really curious to hear, you know, by the way, people can take pictures, right?
And, sure. So we would say, you know, bring your baseball uniform, your jerseys, or things you might want the champs to sign for you for souvenirs.
Mm-hmm.
Get your cameras charged up. Make mm-hmm. sure your phones are ready to go because mm-hmm. this is, well, it'll be a one-time event for Maui
yeah.
to have the World Series champs here in our island. So please come out and support our local vendors as well. And most of all, come on and see these awesome kids.
And to be able to meet and hear the coach.
Oh, I think I'm waiting for that myself, too.
Isn't that going to be inspiring to hear his story and what he has to say? Because I saw him on TV, too. They interviewed him, you know, mm-hmm. a few times. And he really spoke beautifully.
And if I'm not mistaken, he doesn't have kids of his own.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
But
really, really, really kind of wrapped his arms around the sport and the kids, you know, and
now,
really took it to another level.
And I know sometimes people have been busy and they haven't had a chance to get out. So plan to stay because there's games and there's prizes and there's entertainment. Do you happen to know who's going to be entertaining this coming Sunday?
Well, of course, Uncle George Kahumoku.
Oh, multiple
Nahuku Hanohano Award, Grammy Award.
I love George. In fact, he did two songs on my new CD. I'll get you my new CD called Peace, Music, and Poems. And I love George. I didn't know
George,
he was
going to
be there.
He's one of the biggest supporters of our event. He'll just pop in at times.
I didn't even know that. I got to change the copy. No, he didn't even mention that. I'm glad you let me know because I love George.
Then we'll be joining Uncle George. The Kahialii brothers will be playing with Uncle.
Oh, so you play
too?
And
yeah, I host, I play, I set up, and I break down.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
And I have fun.
A one-man show, huh? That's wonderful. That's exciting, isn't it? Well, I mean, there's going to be a big crowd this Sunday for sure, right? And what's really cool is I think that partly it's Luana who's been able to get these great food trucks because, you know, it's a kind of a very uniquely Maui thing, these food trucks she gets.
You know,
are some of the good ones, right?
A lot of these vendors, a lot of our vendors and the food trucks have been with us since July, since we started. And, I mean, they really hold true to that sense of, hey, you know what, we're creating something that's going to really, really, really take care of this community, and we want to be a part of it. And they've been out there every Sunday with us.
And you know what? When you're driving by, you see it. You do. You see the trucks. It's so smart. It's like, wow,
that's
something.
That's the best advertisement.
It is. It's like, what's going on over there, right? There's
exactly,
something happening
exactly.
there. And you know, there's just, it's kind of was a center that wasn't being utilized, you know?
Right.
So to bring it to life and now mm-hmm. how all these wonderful things mm-hmm. happening there.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to congratulate you and Luana.
Well, thank you.
And not only having the idea, but having the courage to make it happen and to stick with it and make it possible on a small budget, right? You don't have
a very tiny budget.
And then to be able to, on top of that, get this coup of being able to get the champs, the Little League World Champions, and the coach there this Sunday at 1:30. I just have to say, I'm really proud of you. I'm just blown away that you were able to pull this off.
Thank you very much.
You know there's probably going to be people, a lot of people taking pictures, and there'll probably be some...
Please,
probably
encourage
some news people down there. You might have some cameras and things, you know.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I think so.
I think that'd be great for our community, for Kahului, you know.
Absolutely, you know, because that's what it is. I have a feeling there'll be a lot of lay giving, too. I think we'll be giving a lot of lay back and forth to these, right? I mean...
Which I'm pretty sure we have a lot of flowers out there.
I absolutely agree. And so there are craft people out there that get to have a chance to be a part of this as well. And the whole thing is a Maui experience that you and Luana have been able to pull off. And it's really a success story. And I'm just really, like I say, I'm just thrilled. And when I got this, I went, Luana, we got to have someone come talk about this today. I said, we got to get the word out. So everyone hearing this, we want you to tell your friends and neighbors and everyone and spread the word. That's this Sunday at 1:30, the Little League World Champions at right there in Kahului at the Maui Sunday Market at 1:30. And the market will continue on. They'll be there till 3:30, but then the rest of the party will go on till 8 o'clock. And with George, on a big aloha, and thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you for having us.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.